is the day to start your day, and for all those who are faithful, happy Juma. Okay, so I got this book, and it's called The Prophet's Prayer. So when I bought this book, it was like, I didn't think anything about it. I knew I wanted to work on it. It has some really beneficial things in this book, that I might say. Talks about, the basics of what, this Muslim should do, and things we go about our daily prayers, and how to, the benefits of our prayers, what should we do to get closer, our focus, our submissiveness, and the meaning of our prayer, and why is it obligatory, what takes you out of the fold of by neglecting prayers, and talks about a brief explanation of the pillars. So initially when I bought this book, I honestly thought, like, okay, this is going to, it's too long, it's too thick, it's going to waste my time. Like, I really thought that. So I was reluctant for reading it. But as I kept reading, it was actually interesting. Like, half the things I thought that I knew, I didn't know. So that was, like, awesome. And then you have, it also discusses, like, very, it has, like, really easy to read pages. So I like this book. It's called The Prophet's Prayer, which is described the Sunnah of how the Prophet Muhammad prayed. Now, for me, I've been Muslim since, like, forever. So, and I'm, like, off and on of praying. So I didn't really think anything about it, but I mean, I like it, so I like the book, and I love my faith, it's getting closer, and I might say that I came across some art, now go off all topic now, so I came across this article, and it was talking about, I was in school, and I was reading this article, one of the journals of psychology. Apparently, the studies the psychiatrists and psychologists are using to test the theory about faith associated with clinical disorders. So I find that very, very, very interesting, because the reason why I chose psychiatry as a field of study is because I believe that using that, faith does open doors for a lot of medical disorders, like, and it's, of course, they teach you about skepticism in class, but I believe that this, it does open, like, a whole world, for it. It gets your tests, you do all these studies. People who are faithful, as myself, we believe that, okay, there's a very underlying issue that medicine can't solve, so that's why I believe that medicine really can't solve a lot of things. It's just like, alright, I'm gonna put the band-aid on, but the band-aid's not gonna cover it. You need to have it stitched, bandaged, so it can heal properly. And when you remove the bandage, when you look at the stitch, you'll see you don't have a scar, but I mean, that's what you overcame. So that was the reason why my life was, like, been so tragic and rough. I turned my life around dramatically because I read that book. Even though I had, like, an epiphany, like, at a certain age you get, when you really start practicing your faith, it's always like, some kind of dramatic event. A drastic event that always happens, like, boom, there you go, let's get faithful again, it's kind of, back out of it, so I really started focusing. It's nice and cool, and that's just a stress reliever. It helps, yeah, it really does. But yeah, this podcast is really not about it. I just pretty much just like to just talk and listen to my get my thoughts out there. So if any viewers and listeners out there, you guys sure can just jump on it, no problem. Like people out there in the world, sociable. I really like that. So anyway, any moms out there who have a younger child who are just so rambunctious they can't sit down. So my daughter, she did, was cute. She just turned around and just poured liquid all over my computer, even though my computer is used for school. So I got all my work on it, my game, my The Sims 4, because I'm a gamer. And look, I prefer the game, so I'm trying to beat that one game. And so I can get like other games. So I do one game at a time. But I just love all the games. Anyway, and by the way, including Mortal Kombat, which is my brother playing again. And once I get Mortal Kombat, I will let you guys know how awesome that game is. People probably already have right now, but me, on the other hand, yeah, I'm gonna get the game and play it. Anyway, so she poured, apparently when I come from school, I was told that she spilled liquid on the computer. My computer has not been working. It's just shot. I can't even cry. I'm so calm. Usually I would have cried and went to sleep and start throwing stuff like I had, like I'm having behavior, but I would just calm. It's like, okay, that's how it is. Alright, well, if it's broke, it's broken. It's not, I'm like, I'm really calm about it. I don't know what happened. But, even though I did want to just like snap on it, I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna. I walked away. It's upset about it, but not as much. Got a lot of things in my mind. So, my podcast is going to make my whole little diary, pretty much. So anyway, I will post some more content in here, and this is my little thing. I like doing it, just talking. Anyone out there listening, jump on it, no problem. Or you just want to listen, you know, how my day was, and I want to hear about how your day was, and since I'm in the field of psychology, well, not mind giving you guys some kind of pointers, or you give me some kind of pointers, and also for the moms and for the gamers, we could just, like, get this jump off to a good start, okay? Well, that's all it is. I'm your host, Baby, and I will check you guys out later. Bye!